Well, Paul, are you leaving with some mixed emotions tonight? You've won the game, you've got the job done, but room for improvement, I'm sure.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Miles. Not just room, there's miles to go here. And this, I've always said it, we need help in January to do it. And but you can't take away from what the lads have given us. I mean, 3 wins out of four. It could have been 4 out of 4 within 5 minutes. And sometimes good teams, you don't play as well as what you normally play, but you get a result. That's the most important thing.
What did you make of your team tonight? Well, what's your assessment of the display?
Dogged, I would say. Good in some parts and not so good in others. But they know that. But I've asked so much of them over the last 4 weeks, and I think that's testament to themselves that they saw a game through when they probably never hit the heights of what they've done on Saturday or Preston. But the most important thing was that result. And I've been involved in a million games where you've not played well and you've saw it through. And that's a big trait in a football.
It can be a good sign for a team, can't it? If you don't play to your best and you can come out with a clean sheet and a win.
Well, listen, Rotherham, fair play to them. They went to Middlesbrough not that long ago and just got beat 1-0. And Middlesbrough are flying. And that just shows you how hard it is to play with teams in this division. But they're fighting for their lives. So you know you're going to get a hard game. And we don't have a divine right just to turn up and win a football match. But the effort and application was second to none.
Did you sense, Paul, in the first 5-10 minutes of the game where it had been a bit of a slow start to the game, that you might have been in for a game like this?
Well, I thought we never started well. I said that to lads at half-time. And the biggest danger to the game was ourselves. If we became complacent, we thought Rotherham were going to come here and lie down. That was never going to be the case. But the first 5-10 minutes, we never started. And then we got a grip of it, and I made too much of the ball at certain times, and weren't really carving them open, only in certain parts of the game. But not yet, as I said before, you give them credit where it's due, they hung in there.
The goal itself, we've talked about Craig Conway deliveries already, haven't we? He's delivered more than anyone else in this division, and that was another one which had to be cut out, and unfortunate for the lad.
No, Craig, when he does get in that area, he can throw it in, you know, and as I can see how far away it was, but his delivery is excellent, and I thought Craig was one of the plus points.
There's been a lot said about Jordan Rhodes as the only goal scorer here before you came. To have the one from the penalty spot since you've been here, is it any concern at all to you that chances aren't coming his way too much?
No, not really, because I know when he does get a chance, he'll either hit the target or score with it. So there's no every striker in the land goes through spells where they don't have a go in them. But that happens, but it will come back to him, and he'll get the next one, and then he'll go on again. But it's impossible for any striker to have his go and score, mate, and keep it continuing. So, but work ethic and all the other things that go with it, then I'm more than happy.
Tough games continue. You've not got much recovery time. You've gone with the same, pretty much the same 11, barring Lawrence and Taylor changing. Is that likely to continue, Paul? The consistency of selection is bringing you the results, but how difficult is it, the juggling act now?
No, that's tough. I think 2 games in 3 days is hard. We need to look at that, and then tomorrow we train, Sunday we train, and then the game Monday. But it's a big ask to ask the same group to go again, and the ones who have not played as much, then it's an opportunity.
Forrest has got a point at Wolves. How tough an opposition are you expecting?
Extremely hard, really hard game. Sky being here, big crowd being here again on Monday. So, no, but listen, tonight was the most important game. That was the one that we had to win, because expectation level was so high on us to win. So that was a big one. Monday we can go and say, okay, let's see what happens. But another tough game.
Are they a team that's similar to yourselves in that they've been in the embargo situation and they've had tough times, and you're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel a little bit now? I'm not sure about them.
I don't know about Forrest on that side. I mean, I know it's a traditionally great club, big club with what it's done in the past, but we found ourselves in the same predicament that this club's had, and it's still a big club that will bring a big crowd with them on Monday, so I'm expecting another really hard game.
And you must be delighted deep down that you've had 4 games, won 3 of them, drawn the other one, a couple of clean sheets. Couldn't have gone any better, could it, really? Apart from 4 wins.
Yeah. No, if it had 4 out of 4, it'd have been perfect. But I don't think we should camouflage. There's a lot of work to get done here. And I think everybody's got to realise that this ain't a quick fix. It might give you a good feeling for a bit, but we need to get reinforcement and to give them guys a hand in January. And guys that we think is going to make the team better. That's important.